Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us today. The delightful children's book, Pumpkin Patch Party, a spooky and spectacular Halloween story for young and old readers they will enjoy. Discovering different characters as they come to life in the dream of a humble farmer as Halloween draws near. Author is Curtis Booher, narrates the farmer's very interesting dream at every turn of the page, painting a colorful story surrounded by a perfect mix of spooky and spectacular fun. Curtis developed a knack for storytelling at an early age. He enjoyed listening to his father's stories, some true, some a bit of imagination. A retired truck driver, he used his time on the road to develop and record his stories and poems. Curtis is also the author of the children's books The Circus Has Left Town and The Traveling Down Life's Road and Pumpkin Patch Party that we'll talk about on the program today. Curtis Booher joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Curtis. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Good to be on with you.
This is such a charming story for young and old alike. I had to mention that in there. So if you're an older person like me and you read the story and have a chuckle, that's quite enjoyable as well. Where do these story ideas come from? And Halloween obviously plays a big part of them.
Well, like you said and mentioned, Rick, I'm an old truck driver, and I have logged over a million miles driving those old trucks, and you see a lot of billboards and church marquees as, I travel through the roads of cities and towns, and basically that's where a lot of my ideas come from. One of the poems I wrote in the book, Traveling Down Life's Road, a homeless person came out from underneath a bridge, and that I was sitting at a stoplight getting ready to pull in a fuel stop, and I saw him, and he had a twinkle in his eye, and I couldn't help but hand the old boy a couple of bucks. And when I put my window down, he said, "God bless you." And I thought, you know, this old guy right here might be better off than a wealthy person if he has Christ in his life and knows Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He's better off than a wealthy man. And so anyway, I wrote a poem about that. And the Pumpkin Patch Party actually came from a fellow I was working with on a freight dock had a T-shirt on that said Pumpkin Patch Party on it. And that time of year, there were, you know, lots full of pumpkins. People selling pumpkins for charities and things. And I just kind of put the both the things together and came up with a poem which Reader's Magnet ended up turning into a beautiful book for me. But various places of, billboards, signs, things like that.
Well, yes, it's amazing the observation, and you certainly had a chance to see a lot of it across the country. And time well spent, wasn't it? Because you were able to get all of these different ideas and record them so that you could develop them and certainly not forget them. So that really was time that you were not only driving, but you were thinking about things that you could write about.
Well, when you're going down that old road, you get a lot of windshield time. And
yes,
you can let your mind go a lot of places, you know.
Well, you spent that time very productively. The book is Pumpkin Patch Party by Curtis Booher, our guest on the program. His website is curtisbooherbooks.com. That's B-O-O-H-E-R, curtisbooherbooks.com. And you can get all the information on the book, be able to order it there as well, get information on Curtis's other books as well. Talk about this writing in rhyme. Why do you find that enjoyable and a great way to convey your message?
Well, Rick, I think it kind of goes back to my childhood. I want to be honest with you, I wasn't the best student in the class for sure, and when I tried to read a story, if it didn't just really keep me in focus, or I would have trouble reading two or three paragraphs or a page, my mind would be wandering off. But I found that stories that rhymed or had some rhythm to them, I was able to grasp and stay in touch with the story and become part of it. And I think I consider myself more of a storyteller than I do a writer. And when I tell a story, if I can write it in rhyme, then it just adds a little bit of uniqueness to it to maybe hold a child's attention maybe a little better, something like that. But I think it's a combination of a couple of things there.
Yeah, there's something about the rhyme. Once you get that rhythm going, where it's difficult to put the book down because you have everybody's attention, the child as well as possibly the adult that's reading it along with them. I mentioned this before, that young and old would enjoy this. What's the target age for the book? Who did you write this for?
Oh, the Pumpkin Patch Party is probably for anywhere from a child of, say, 3 to 13. It's got some beautiful pictures in it for a child that's not reading yet, you know. And you see a parent leading a child up to the door for a trick-or-treat, and then sometimes you open the door and kid at the door is taller than you are. But
exactly.
You know, so I think that like you said, it's child of children of all ages, young and old. Seems like more and more people are enjoying and getting out and experiencing Halloween trick-or-treat more all the time, and it's becoming a pretty popular event, you know, each year. And Night Before Christmas. Christmas has its book, possibly, hopefully sometime in the future, that Pumpkin Patch Party could become the book for Halloween.
And I can see that happening. It's such a delightful book, so well done, so well illustrated. Pumpkin Patch Party by Curtis Boer. Excuse me, allergies kicking in here. You'll find the book available at his website, curtisboerbooks.com. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is entertaining, but it's really more than that. Talk about the purpose of the book, your intent as you were writing Pumpkin Patch Party.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, what is the purpose of the book? Because it's so much, it's entertaining, but it's more than that. There's some great messages in there for young people.
Oh, okay. I think that success builds confidence. And as a child learns to read, their confidence is going to, improve. They're going to become better with the English language. They're going to, you know, it's just going to advance their knowledge. And if my book happens to be the one of the first books that they learn to read as a child and read their first words from my books, I think that just that little bit could possibly help them, further their education and become more productive in life itself.
Yeah, it's a great story as well as it's got a great message. So some young person reading it will be attracted to the story and will get the message as they're reading that story. The book is Pumpkin Patch Party. Why did you decide to write not just this book, but the other books that you had written? How did this all begin for you to write books?
Well, again, I say I don't consider myself really a writer. I'm more of a storyteller.
Yes.
But when I get an idea in my mind, it's like holds my mind captive until I can get the idea or thought out of my mind, get it on paper, let it become a living, breathing thing of its own. And if I don't do that, my mind seems to just be held prisoner by this, by an idea. And like I say, until I get that out of my mind, I can be talking to someone or trying to read or watch something else, and my mind is continually preoccupied with this one thought, such as the circus has left town. Wife said we need to take the grandkids to the circus. The Shriner Circus was in town. It was fixing to break up. And she said before the circus leaves town, we need to take those kids down there. So there the idea was that the circus has left town entered my mind. And as I go to the circus and sat there and watched the circus with the kids and see all these hundreds of kids in this auditorium watching the circus, I'm thinking, These kids are going to remember this for the rest of their lives. The ringmasters, the lions, the animals, everything. So it was just kind of came to me that a circus would be in the past tense in their life someday. So I tried to write the poem or the book, which became the poem became a book in the past tense, you know.
Yes.
As a memory of all the events that they saw at the circus. But that hopefully answered your question.
Well, yes, and it's so relatable because all of us who saw a circus at a young age, that's exactly what we saw. And I can remember going to a circus as a child as vividly as it happened a week ago. Those are memories that stay with kids, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. They do.
The book that we're talking about there is The Circus Has Left Town, that along with Pumpkin Patch Party, available at Curtis's website, curtisboherbooks.com. We're talking about Pumpkin Patch Party, and we've talked about, in writing the book, the intent and what you hope that the reader, the young child and adult, gets from reading it. What value do you get from writing? What does this mean for you to be able to write these books and convey these messages?
Well, Rick, I like to think that somewhere, sometime, at any given time, a child could possibly be holding my book in their hand, looking and enjoying the pictures. Maybe a child's having not a real good day, and they can go to their little shelf or their table, and they can pick up my book, and the beauty of the book, the story in the book, the pictures in the book can maybe make a bad moment a happy moment, help a child get their mind back right again, or they can be possibly reading the first words they've ever read in their life from my one of my books. So if that helped a child to start a career or helped in their education or took their first steps in reading, that would be a great value that I would, feel like I had accomplished in some small way of helping a child down the road a little bit. Possibly they could see themselves as a getting an idea and pursuing a future in writing themselves or something. I never ever expected to have a book out, or like I said, never considered myself a writer at all, and here I am now with two children's books this late in life. But it would just be a joy for me if a child was able to pick up one of my books and just read it. That'd be the value I'd get from it, Rick.
Well, it's interesting, and we're talking about kids being able to read it. This is sort of a perfect book, isn't it, for parents and grandparents to read to even the little kids?
Yeah, I think so. It's a simple book, both of them are, and it's not, complicating the mind or anything. It's just both of them are just fun books, and like I said, and like you mentioned also, children of all ages, and we all kind of consider ourselves a child at heart.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
That's so, sort of inclusive of all of us that would fall into that category. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about some of the characters in the book. You've got like a wide variety of people that you introduce us to in the book Pumpkin Patch Party.
Well, you have the old farmer who witnesses this party, and of course at a party you got to have a participants. So the participants turn out to be witches, scarecrows, ghosts, goblins. We had a skeleton. You got to have some music, so you got to have a skeleton band. And we got a headless conductor orchestrating the band, and we've got a vampire, beautiful woman, all that sort of, all the characters, a werewolf, a monster. So there's a lot of moving parts in the book.
Yeah, all very well described. It's such a wonderful book, Pumpkin Patch Party. Curtis Boher, our guest in the program, that's Boher. You mentioned before that you've worked with Reader's Magnet and getting this book out into the public. What's that been like for you working with them?
I tell you what, Rick, it's been a great experience, and if you give me just a second here, I'd like to give a few of the people out there a shout-out.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
They've been a tremendous help to me. Gina Edwards has been my book consultant all the way through my process, and she's been like a guide in the wilderness, I tell you. She's led me down a lot of roads I would never have known to take or known where to turn, but she has absolutely tried to direct me to any success I'm going to have. She's been there beside me all the way. Erica Anderson and her production team have just put in a lot of hard work into my website and the production of my book. They've all just been great. John Ever, I would like to mention his brilliant work he did in the artwork of Pumpkin Patch Party. And Nina Melendez, who put out the effort on the Circus Has Left Town book. So those are some of the people. Mike Martinez is working on my book, Traveling Down Life's Road, which is a poem of a book of poetry of faith and hope and inspiration, I hope. But Mike Martinez is doing that, and he's doing a great job with it. So it'll be out in a couple of 3 weeks maybe, and be another book for the people to look for on my website.
I would love to have the opportunity to talk about that. You were such a talented writer and touching so many people with the books. The particular book we've talked about in the program today is Pumpkin Patch Party by Curtis Booher. Information at his website, curtisbooherbooks.com. The other book that's also out there, and I would like to take a look at this myself because of my memories from the circus, The Circus Has Left Town, and the new book that Curtis will have out very soon, Traveling Down Life's Road. Curtis, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success that you've had. Looking forward to many more books from you, touching many people in a very positive way. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, Rick, thanks for having me on. Maybe we can do this again sometime. Thank
you. I would love
to.
It's been our pleasure. Pumpkin Patch Party by Curtis Booher. That's Booher. Website, curtisbooherbooks.com. And, of course, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Link on directly to Curtis's website. Get information on his books and be able to order them as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after we pause for these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.